Hey, my loves, it's day eight. And I'm jumping on. Again, we're gonna have a slight change based on the energy. So tomorrow is when I'm gonna answer your questions. So if you have any questions that have come up, make sure you have them, put question in the group, and then add them in ready for tomorrow. And tomorrow I will be following up with this extra thing that I've created for you. That will help you with the shift because I felt this needs to come first. So through this process, as a reminder, you have the tapping exercise, which is essential. The whole point of the tapping is for you to lock in that security, that safety, that grounding to help you utilize it for yourself so that your nervous system can help with this embodiment. It is a practice that needs to be done. A minimum of once a day. You could do it twice a day, but use it any point when you're feeling anxious. That's what it's designed for. That's what it's made for. The meditations that I've given you, they're also, that's there to help shift any energy. And of course, all the activations that in these transmissions of every time I jump on, they are activating you, but you have to put things into practice. And this self-aware, more than anything that I've said to you, is observing for yourself. What are you doing in your speaking, in your writing, in your shift? When you go onto a subject that's far more knotted, there is a shift in your energy, and that's what we've been practicing. Because success factor is about you getting to know you, about getting to know your inner wisdom. Your inner perfect design. And today I want to talk about power centers. We've been moving towards power centers, and this exercise will help to get to know you even more. Now, what I call the you on the inside, the guidance within you, is your inner goddess. Your inner goddess is your soul, she is your wisdom, she is your perfect human design, she is your higher self. She, the inner goddess, is the one that sees the bigger vision. She is the one who can see the vision beyond the vision. She is the one you can connect into when you do the gratitude practices, the 33 gratitude practices. She is the one that you're connecting to when you feel this expanse of love and appreciation. She is what is flowing through you, your inner goddess. All right. Now, within all of us, we have activation centers. You've heard me talk about this bit about human design, but you have your activation centers. This is part of your perfect design for success. Your power centers and activation centers that bring through the most of your inner goddess and how you can then utilize that energy. And your job is to move through the human evolution process to embody her on each subject because she is the one who's leading to you to success. She knows your unique, perfect path of success. But that path is not linear, it's not straight. There is a human process of development and growth and evolution. But she is the one who holds the frequency for you. My job, my skill, my gift, my talent is to activate that within you so that you can connect with her, so that you can see her, so that you can have faith in her and trust in her because she's your divine self. She is a goddess. Yes, she's your divine self. Now, within you are these activation centers, these power centers. Now, these are your chakras. So if you know your chakra centers, you have your main chakra of your third eye, then you have actually. There is a so you have your crown at the top, and there is actually a portal above that, your Earth Star portal, which is a chakra that's like just one step up above from your crown. You also have a chakra at the back of your base of your skull. You have one at your throat. You also have a higher self chakra, which is actually your soul chakra, which is between your throat and your heart center. Some of these don't come online until certain points of your life and where you're activated. You then have a chakra center in your solar plexus, then your sacral, so in your middle of your tummy, then in your womb space, one in your root, and then there is one further down, which is in another step below, which is called your Earth Star portal. There are others, but these are the main ones. And inside your human design, you also have certain centers of what they're called. which are in certain organs. So I am a splenic, which means splenic projector, which means I am connected to my spleen. That means that I'm connected very much to my intuition. Some of you as manifesting generators may be driven by your sacral. Some of you may be driven by your solar plexus. Our heart center is very much connected to our inner goddess, but she's not where our power center of embodiment comes from. It's always simply at the in your belly. If you recognize that this is the area of your solar plexus and your sacral and your root, these are the core areas of power of saying, I am grounded, I am here, I am an individual, I have my own power, and I can stand in my value, I can stand in my voice, because it all from this power gets activated into your voice. And your voice is the channel of both your wisdom and insight, your knowing for yourself from your inner goddess, and from your voice and your power that comes up from your sexual energy, your physical energy, your manifesting energy, your human body energy, all of that. So the areas that we get most stuck in our power centers is always going to be around either stomach, sacral, or root. So around the sexual areas, or around knowing the difference between yourself and others. One of the biggest things that women can fall into is this merging with somebody else's energy. Now, I think that can happen pretty much for the majority of all human designs, all women. Because of our estrogen, we want to merge. But this learning to stand in your own identity and recognize what's somebody else's energy and what's not yours. But as a survival mechanism, we can merge and stay in merge phase for a very long time. It's actually a psychological stage. So when you are a child, when you're born, it is a biological phase. So you come out of the womb and you're still attached by the umbilical cord in your tummy. The umbilical cord is cut, but the psychological and energetic cord is not cut. So that is a process of separation that you go through. So you still have this absolute connection to your mum, this merge of we are one. And as your mum becomes more whole and in her separation phase, and as you go through your separation phase, which is a ripping process that happens over and over and over again, for the mum, it normally takes about 2.5 years to start coming into that. And for the child, it will be starting in that process, but it can take, you know, a very long time to separate. And for some people, they literally will have to go through relationship after relationship as adults to eventually separate from their parents, you know, from their mother. This independence, because of the fact women have been so programmed to be dependent, that we must be dependent. This isn't the truth. This isn't the truth as the goddess. It wasn't the truth when women are matriarchs. This isn't the truth in other tribes. But in our conditioning, we as the feminine race, of course, have been kept small, and that we are supposed to be dependent financially, dependent physically, dependent on a man to buy us a house, and we're dependent on. And those stories of where women have been dependent on both the tribe, on the masculine, meant that it's been passed down genetically and ancestral stories that women must stay dependent to be safe. But the truth, if you were to look at a lioness, lionesses are not dependent. They work with the tribe. But it's the lioness who does all the hunting, all the, basically they run everything. They run everything. They are the powerhouses. Your power comes through maturity, psychological, physical, spiritual, and mental maturity. And that only comes by embodiment of yourself. And of course, going through the menopause and things like that will always help. But it is a decision and a process to claim your independence. And in that claiming your independence from other people, it isn't about becoming independent from your inner goddess. It's about becoming more dependent on your inner goddess, more in alignment, more emerging with your inner goddess, your divine, your God source, etc., and less dependent on external for survival, because we merge for survival. But thriving comes from merging and embodying with our internal inner goddess. That doesn't mean we're talking about being hypervigilantly independent, because that's not true either. Yeah, of course we need people. Of course we need people to bring money, to exchange with, to have love and affection. People are important. But dependency is a form of like, I'm still trying to merge with you, instead of like, I love you and I want you and I love having this connection and I need you on some level, but it's not a need from a child state of survival. If you want to know more about that, of course, it's inside my bigger book, my big book of love, which you can buy. And I talk about the developmental phases. If you have the book already, you want to go back and read that, I would. This is the psychological aspects. This was my expertise as a psychotherapist and you know, the studies, the research I did regarding attachment and development, human development. So understanding the process of like, what do you need to do now for your success is noticing and understanding and listening to your power centers that are telling you there are parts of you, as I said at the beginning, that are online, that are already like, we've got this shit down. I'm done. This is great. I'm activated. This is me and my power. I know where I'm at. Yeah. I'm really good with that. I'm aligned with my inner goddess. I feel super powerful. Yeah. There are other parts of your body, which is most likely to be this lower part, that are still maturing. And that's the way to see them. They are maturing. It is a maturing process, an evolution. And you cannot bypass it. You have to grow through it like you do as a teenager, as a toddler. You have to accept that you are still growing. And there is no done deal. There are levels of evolution and evolution. But this particular part of you, and that gets very triggered around things that are usually around money or love, because of the fact that it's showing you an immaturity in yourself. So you are not self-actualized. You're not self-embodied. You're not fully mature. And there is a misunderstanding of this idea that maturity is adulthood, and it's not. Adulthood is a state of, I feel safe, I feel grounded, I'm okay, I have enough, I'm comfortable. But that is not where you're sitting at, as you are all women who have been called into my work, which means you want to elevate to sovereignty, which is queendom, which is matriarchy, which is being in sovereignty means allowing yourself to have wild and free and expansive and overflow and abundance and that independence, particularly in your money, independence in all of those aspects of your life. So understanding that this is a process, you can let yourself off the hook, but be the parent to yourself instead of keep playing out these patterns of, oh, I'm stuck in this part where I'm stuck in playing out maybe a teenage phase or an early child phase, or I've just allowed myself to, I've reached adulthood and I'm just like, I'm now frustrated because I achieved the thing I wanted to achieve, which was I wanted to feel safe, but actually now I'm limited by ancestral stories and feminine stories that say I cannot go beyond. Yeah. But at this beginning of this process, I gave you the beautiful music from Moana, all about going beyond. This is about going beyond where you've been before and claiming your success factor, claiming your next level and the levels beyond that to the level that you want to be at. If you don't want to be in sovereignty and you don't want to have overflow in your finances and you don't want to have a wild expanse and teach and you don't, that's fine. You can reach adulthood and enjoy that. If you decide you want to stay in a dependency state, which is the child state where you are dependent on a man to give you money, you're dependent on parents to give you money, you're dependent on money to be given to you, or the dependent state can also be around kind of being dependent on a job to give you money, that gets played out as well. So there's sort of these evolutions, and you'll understand more of this when I share what I'm sharing tomorrow. But each phase brings power. And the thing that is driving you is your inner goddess. She is driving you forward because she knows you're supposed to be fully actualized, fully empowered, fully locked in. Your human design is designed for you to be tapped in, turned on in full power. All right. So I have an exercise for you that's going to help you to shift something from a needy energy to a desire energy to an embodied energy. This is a practice that literally, as I said, it is a practice, which means it's not something you do once, but it's a way to really start to listen to your own body and your own power centers and what you need and what you want. You can try at nighttime, which is a nice simple way of doing it when you're getting tired. Usually there's not much you're going to be asking for. You can do it in the morning. You can see what the difference is. Everything is about playing the difference of you. And because nothing is more satisfying than you reclaiming your power and going, I fucking did that. I did that. I'm so proud of myself. I fucking did that. Yeah. Discovering and remembering your own magic, remembering who the fuck you are, is so much more than just money. It's so much more liberating and exciting. This is what it truly means to be free. This is what it means to be truly rich, sexy, and free. Yeah. So in this exercise, what I'm going to get you to do, in human design, there is three phases, how they describe it. There's three phases that you move through: the shadow, the gift, and the city. And if we call them basically the needy, which is the shadow, the dark part of you, it's the part of you that needs to be loved. It's the part of you that's wounded. It's the part of you that's holding back. Yes, for the shadow. The gift is the gift from this, the transmutation. And I call that the want. So that's actually the want, the desire. It's the forward moving energy. The shadow energy is like a murky pond. It's stagnant energy, or it's energy going in the wrong direction. It is the part that you're here to learn and empower and shift and transmute. You'll hear me say that word a lot. Shift, shift from the dark to the light. Yeah. The city is actually meaning about that transmutation to it becoming the heavenly state, which is what this whole journey is about. It's moving from the humanity part to the embodiment of your goddess, which means you're wanting to move from a wounded child to a desiring teenager adult to being the goddess, which is sovereignty queen. Yeah. So in each moment, moment by moment, you want to upgrade yourself. Yeah. And sometimes it can be a very quick thing of healing, and sometimes it takes time. Yeah. But getting to know yourself, both your human and your inner design, and your goddess, is the only way forward. Yeah. It is the evolution of you and your success factor that will bring you wealth. It'll bring you rich, sexy, and free. It will bring you the results. It will bring you satisfaction. It will bring you empowerment. It will bring you liberation and freedom. It brings you everything. So in this exercise, all you have to do is just take a few breaths, sit somewhere quiet. So either at the end of the day, beginning of the day, great time to do it. But you can do it like in the middle of the day if you just need to stop. But you need to just stop and breathe into your body for a minute. Just take everything out of your head and come into your body. So put your hands on your body. I'm a big fan of touching your body first to embody yourself. So reconnecting. So stroke your legs or stroke your arms. Come to your whole body. Stroke your torso, boobs and all. Reconnect to your whole body, being aware of it. Nice, deep, slow breaths. Breathing in for five, breathing out for five. And the more that you practice this, the easier and quicker it is to get out of your head and into your body. As Carl Jung said, literally, get out of your head and into your body. That is the simplicity of understanding psychotherapy, of understanding human happiness. Get out of your head and into your body, because your body knows everything. Body wisdom is the way forward. So coming out of your head and into your body, it's where you feel calmer, feel grounded, you're more connected to your nervous system, and you can start to listen to your inner wisdom of your inner goddess. All right? So take a few more breaths, in through nose, out through mouth, letting everything go, coming into your body. Really place your hands on your torso, and you just really feel it holding your belly, holding your solar plexus, holding your heart, wherever it feels you can be most grounded, and just allowing your breath to go in through your nose and out through your nose. And you will find that you can drop your head. You may want to drop your head forward a little, letting your forehead tip forward a little. This is a signal that you're sort of just going within, but keeping your back straight. Okay. Now moving your hands to your heart first, placing both hands on your heart, on your heart chakra, so the center of your chest. When you place it on your heart chakra in the center of your chest, just above your boobs, you're carrying your soul chakra and your heart chakra, and you're kind of connecting to your throat as well. So you're in a really wide, expansive hand. So you get a really good connection to the I am yourself. And then you may want to lift your chin again. Okay, so listen to your heart. Connect with your heart. And then just speak out loud, saying, I need. You may instantly know what you need, or you may need a couple of times to say, I need. And what you will feel, you will either feel like, I don't need anything, actually, I'm good. Or there's a sort of spaciousness, or a need comes right to the forefront. Okay. And when you've done that, you then go to I want. I want. So acknowledging that you heard your I need, but then go to I want. And it may be if you didn't have an I need, you'd have a want. Yeah. So it means you're at a different phase. Your body's at a different phase. It's got a repressed desire that's there. So one is a earlier age, one is a and one is a survival, and one is a desire for thriving. Okay, so say it a few times until it either feels clear, yeah, or it feels like you know it and hear it and notice it. All right, and notice what you said. Notice what you said and how you feel about it. And then listening, observing, accepting, then say, I am. And allow yourself to bring forward the answer to those needs and wants. All right. So sometimes, like when I'm going to bed at night, and sometimes, if I do this, I hear myself say, I need rest. Okay. And then I'll hear myself, and then I'll say, I want peace. I want peace. And so then when I speak my I am, I'll say, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I'm giving myself what I need. I'm in that statement of the I am, which is the divine statement. I am. Yeah, it's the ultimate of eternal existence. I am the root of who you are, inner goddess. I am peaceful. Yeah, I already am it. So the need and the want can be dissolved by the I am as I already exist in it. And that's what brings the peace. You can acknowledge that I've, like, if my body needs rest, it needs to go to sleep now. But by taking the energy out and transmuting it to the fact that it already exists, I will sleep in peace. Okay. Then we can move down to our solar plexus. Now, as I said, as you move down, some of them are going to feel more, there's going to be maybe more needs, others are going to have more wants, but you do exactly the same practice. So, as you're new to this, I would make time for this in the beginning, that in the morning or the evening, when you have time for it. It doesn't take massively long. You can get really good at it. But so if we went to our solar plexus, we'd be like, okay, we take another breath, we listen in. I need. Not me, sorry. I need. I need. And what you'll feel, you'll become very aware, is you'll notice there is either a sense of peace and it will soften, or it will project something. So it's like a softening and opening, spaciousness or a projection. Then you can go, I want. Mine's saying it wants expansion. I want expansion. Yeah. I want to be bigger. I want more. I want expansion. Okay. That is absolutely coming from my teenage energy. From my solar plexus. It wants growth. It wants expansion. It's like, rah. I can feel it's like a fiery energy. Okay. Which is definitely teenage phase. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Now, when we do this and you hear your I am, you just heard me say, so my teen, my, I didn't have a child need. I had a teenage need that was like power center. Oh, fire. I want more. Because teenagers always says there's not enough. not enough. I have to fight. I have to expand. There's an absolute ingratitude in the teenage. They have very important energy, but when it's coming from this sort of fiery, when used correctly, it's a driver, but it's also recognizing it's unbelievably selfish. It's very ungrateful and can't see what's around them. It's always like nothing's good enough. Yeah. So then when I acknowledge this energy, it's important energy. I love it. I want to use it correctly. So by saying, I'm enough, I am enough, I can embody that energy and feel the softening of that energy going, yeah, I'm already enough. It's here. I am enough. I don't have to fight or push for anything external to me. All right. So you will play with your play through your heart, your solar plexus, through your sacral and your belly, go down to your root, so between your vagina, and then come up to your throat, double checking if there is anything in your throat, your third eye, and your crown. It's unlikely for you to hear anything much from your crown, your third eye. You may express something from your throat, but it's essential that you go down first, because the power centers truly reside around in the bottom half. If you have freed everything up, then your throat should feel quite free, but sometimes there's stuff that needs to be said there that hasn't been expressed. And it might be that you're trying to get a download in your third eye, like your third eye and your crown. So if there's a need or want there, it's just simply because you haven't been meditating enough. You haven't been listening to your inner goddess enough, and relaxing. So very powerful exercise. We will build on and understanding more of these evolution phases about within reclaiming your power. That's the whole point of all of this. Reclaiming your power. What that really looks like, means for you mentally, physically, spiritually, and materially, and particularly around the subject, as we move towards, you know, it's about money, but every stage has to be about you always. And you will notice and understand more how you're using these power centers as you fight against people or reclaim it for yourself. But the only way to do this is by you doing the exercises and listening to your own inner wisdom, yeah, your own inner wisdom, your own guidance. Do drop in the group any ahas regarding the 33 gratitude practices that should have felt fucking amazing. So I would love to know, how was it for you? How was it for you doing it? How was, you know, have you gone back and tried the vision beyond the vision beyond the vision, that really playful? Or have you noticed that you've started to have in the daytime, like you might be dreaming and suddenly, you know, doing something, suddenly think, oh, I'd like to do that. Yeah, that would be fun. I've had some great conversations with friends since doing that exercise where I've talked about, oh yeah, I'd like to do that. I've talked about how I'd like to have, you know, having my property portfolio, how I'd like to turn them into like these beautiful homes that I rent out for people. I do it already with, you know, the one property, but how I'd like to create that so that they're not these sort of stale, horrible places, but like going to a B&B, but you live in them where it's high quality and it's lovely. I was like, oh yeah, that would be amazing. You know, just playing and dreaming and going bigger. So even if you can't share the actual details, share how it felt for you, you know, those sort of insights, but particularly the 33 stuff, and absolutely making sure you're doing the tapping. But let us know how you got on with this exercise. I will be sharing about tomorrow with the final thing that I'm creating at this moment, which will really lock in some of these pieces and about where we go from here. Next week, I may do another just answering any questions, probably likely on one of the days if anything has come up as you're catching up. This container will be open until the end of next week, and so you can catch up. And yeah, and also do drop any celebrations of what you're noticing. It's so lovely to see where people are starting to notice the unfolding process with the manifestations. But remember, the first stage is always, you know, how you feel. Second stage is nature. Third stage is people. And the next stage is money. Yeah, it's always money and material things, gifts, clients, etc. All comes in different ways, as we've talked about. So yeah, super exciting. Right. Have a beautiful day. Sending you much love, and I look forward to hearing your feedback.